something up and let's shoot the three now that Caroline's got.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things is just figuring out where, when, and how. I mean, it's going to be, we're still going to shoot the three and we're still going to spread the floor, but it's going to be by committee probably more than anything. But Tina, Meredith, and Lauren Leaders, I mean, they're all good three-point shooters.
Coach, your defense was pretty amazing tonight, especially in the first half. I mean, you shut down a pretty good team there for quite a while. Can you talk about the way you guys played defense?
Yeah, our biggest goal was to keep them in front. They're extremely athletic, and they can get to the basket. And we knew we better keep the ball in front, check out, challenge every shot, and really do a really good job on the boards. I mean, I thought the boards was going to be key. If we could rebound, I knew we could run. And if we keep the ball in front, then we don't have to rotate, and now it's not two-on-one on the weak side, and it's not a jumping contest. And if we keep people in front, then everybody took care of that. And I thought we did a great job of that in the first half. They ended up having to go one-on-one a lot and had zero assists at half. And I thought that was a key stat, is that, you know, we didn't give them any penetration where they could penetrate and kick or penetrate and dump, or they were just all going one-on-one and we were keeping them in front and they were shooting 16% from the field. The other key was we knew that they would try to get to the free throw line all night on us, and that's what we were trying not to do. And I think we did a good job with that until late in the second half we started giving up second shots and then fouling and doing exactly what we weren't. But, you know, we didn't let up until late in the second half with that.
You had very balanced scoring, very balanced minutes.
Well, when you're up, 30 points, you can do that. You can get a lot of people in the game. You know, obviously that's not going to happen all year, but I think because we didn't let up and the players that came in off the bench did a good job and we just kept building the lead, then we could afford to play a lot of people.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Christina's night? She goes 4-for-9, 4-for-5 from three. That's pretty nice. Line.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, you know, all the shots she missed on those turnarounds and stuff, she don't miss those in practice. So so she was probably more frustrated than anybody. Tina is steady Eddie. Like, we know what we're going to get every single day with Tina. I don't know if I've ever coached a more consistent practice player, so she's going to be very consistent in games. And she has a lot of confidence because of that. So I expect her to shoot like that.
I wanted to ask you also about Liz, obviously mm-hmm. the great shooting percentage, but her passing skills, sometimes, like on one play, I remember a backdoor cut, I mean, such a gorgeous pass.
Yeah, Liz has worked really hard on her passing. I could tell that. Tell you that wasn't something she came here with. We work very hard on passing and sharing the basketball. We were 10th in the country in assists last year, and average 18, we had 18 tonight. We take a lot of pride in our passing. I feel passing is a skill that's overlooked these days and isn't taught in the younger levels. So we've worked very, very hard with Liz on her passing, and I can tell you she enjoys passing. She's very unselfish. We want her to take more shots. So, but what is nice is she will make the pass and has gotten good at it.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.